Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So in verse number 2, he says, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us." And this, in verse 3, we'll find that he is a witness of simply what they know, simply what they've seen and what's been shown to them, what they have experienced. And what's true for them ought to be true for you and I today. The things that we know in Christ Jesus, that he's made known unto us, those are the things that we ought to be a witness about to those around us. What has Christ made known in your life? Well, I hope he's made that gift of salvation known. I hope that you've bared witness to the changing grace of our Lord and Savior and the difference he makes in your life. I hope that it didn't stop there, but he's continued to open doors of opportunity that you followed him in. And all these things, this is what he says, "We bear witness and we show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and manifested unto us." Again, giving us a glimpse into that relationship of the Godhead of the Trinity between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. "That which," in verse 3, "which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you." Quite simply, those things that we've seen and heard, nothing else. He didn't have to add anything to it. He didn't have to dress it up to try to get the world to accept it. And he didn't have to dumb it down so that everyone would understand it. He just simply says the things we've seen and the things we heard, we're telling you. Exactly as it is, the way it happened. "That ye also may have fellowship with us." There's a requirement here for fellowship that he outlines. He says, "We declare these things unto you that you might have fellowship with us." And I've got a note in my Bible here that I've got that "with us" underlined and noted that the requirement is for fellowship with us, not us with them. There's a difference there. He doesn't say we declare these things unto you that we might have fellowship with you. He says that you might have fellowship with us. Why does that matter? Why is that important? Well, he tells us right there in the next half of the verse when he says, "And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." It's one thing to have a fellowship of the brethren or of a group of people come together and to be in like mind and unison and be able to agree on things and get things done. That's one kind of fellowship, but it's an entirely different fellowship when the fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And it's important for us to grasp the reality of the situation when we meet together in times that are designated for the worship of our Lord and Savior. This is more than just a fellowship among us. We literally enter in here to have fellowship one with another, but with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the heart of our fellowship. Church is more than just a social club. It's more than just a place where saints that are like-minded can come together and accomplish goals or improve the community. The fellowship that we have ought to be centered around Christ. And that's what he says the requirement here is. You have to know these things in particular so that we can have that fellowship together, because our fellowship is with God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. We could skip these things and we could all just get along the best we could and go on our happy, merry little ways. But without these truths, you'll miss the fellowship of Christ, that fellowship that really matters. And so that's what he says in verse number 4, "These things write we unto you that your joy may be full." That your joy may be full. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare we unto you." He's been talking about the message. He's been talking about the importance of it, its requirement for fellowship. And now he says, here it is. This is what we've been told, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. He's establishing right here off the fact the holiness and the purity of God the Father. And it's important that we realize that because we know that's what our fellowship's supposed to be with. That's the intended target, God the Father and with us through Jesus Christ the Son. Well, we have to make the understanding that in Him is no darkness at all. He is light. And it shouldn't take much education to begin to understand in view of that holiness just how short we fall of being able to satisfy the requirements for fellowship with Him, for that relationship that we ought to have. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. John's going to outline three claims, if you will, three false claims in regards to our relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is the first one that he documents here, that we say we have fellowship with Him. We understand these things. Okay, our fellowship's supposed to be with God, with Jesus Christ, and we have it. That's what we say. But he inserts right here, if we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He says we don't have that fellowship. As a matter of fact, it's a lie. Why? Because God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. That's the importance of during the week being in that constant attitude of worship. It's more than just a Sunday mentality. We don't get to live our life however we want and walk whatever paths we want to walk all during the week and then enter into these doors and make the assumption that because we're in the house of the Lord on Sunday, we have fellowship with Him. It doesn't work that way. And he couldn't be any more clear in outlining it. If we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But in the next verse, he says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Two things I want us to notice here in this verse. One is that fellowship with one another. John is so far on that spectrum of his fellowship being with God the Father and Jesus Christ that anyone whose fellowship does not meet that criteria doesn't have fellowship with Him. There's no association there between them. He says we have fellowship one with another if we walk in the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That is what meets that requirement for that light, for that absence of darkness, the payment that Jesus Christ made when we accepted Him as Savior, and God took our spirit and He sealed it forever, born again, incorruptible, cannot be defiled of God. We still fight with that old sin nature, but at that point of conversion, we're sealed for all eternity being His. Verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So the first lie that we would tell ourselves is that we have fellowship. We walk the way we want to walk in complete disregard for the path that Christ has set forward for our life, and we come in here and claim to have fellowship. Well, that's the first lie. The second lie is, aside from beyond the walking in darkness, now we say that we have no sin. So now we'll come before Him expecting that sweet fellowship with the claim that there's nothing unclean within us. If we make that claim, he says, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Each and every one of us still have that old sin nature that we wrestle with, and we still fall short of God's perfect plan for our life because of it, because we give in to the lusts of the flesh and the temptations. But I'm so thankful for verse number 9, in which he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.